Diabetes Insights, Breakthroughs and Innovators. The EASD TV podcast from the annual meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes.
Welcome back to EASD TV. Now, we're going to talk now about a child of the EASD, the European Diabetes Forum. Now, the European Diabetes Forum is very much aimed at policymakers. And as all of you will know, it's all very well developing new therapeutics or new technologies, but access is largely controlled by policymakers. And so that's why the European Diabetes Forum is so important. And with me I have Bart Tobins. Bart, first of all, explain to people, what is the European Diabetes Forum?
Yeah, so the European Diabetes Forum is a forum that brings together all important European stakeholders in diabetes. So we have both the patient associations, we have the learned societies like AISD, ISPAD, Primary Care Diabetes Europe, SFD, the French-speaking society, the nurses, FENS, and we also have the research institutions. And last but not least, we are also supported by industry. So a real inclusive forum where we bring together all voices that matter, and then we bring these voices into one actually proposal that we make to policymakers and decision makers.
And that we would call it in the UK singing off a single hymn sheet. So, you know, bringing together one voice is actually hugely important, isn't it? Because otherwise policymakers tend to hear a babble. They hear many voices and they think, well, they all want something slightly different, so we're just going to ignore them. So this one voice approach is very, very powerful.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind there are many, many voices, but at least we should say the same. So it's a bit how you take it, but I think if all our members support the messages, and they do, I think it's important. So it's not so much about limiting the voice, it's more...
It's about similar messaging.
Bringing similar messages, maybe all with our little own perspective, but at the end, you're right. If everybody says something totally different, then it's not the UK, but the Italian reference, divide et impera. So indeed, we want to bring a very strong message with a choir of voices.
Now, we're on the naughty step as far as Europe is concerned in the UK still, unfortunately. But it's been a new chapter for you in Europe with the European elections. Tell me how that affects what you do at the European Diabetes Forum.
Yeah, so it has a lot of impact in all the EU countries, but that goes probably beyond the EU, thinking also about the UK and other countries in the European context. But we had elections in June. And after that election, there is a new European Parliament. There is also a new mandate for the European Commission. And what they decide now, right now, because they are still discussing on the content, that will have an impact on diabetes and on the whole diabetes community for the next 5 years.
So it's really important for you to get diabetes on their agenda.
Absolutely,
now.
Yeah. And if I can be a bit more abstract, first of all, it will be important to bring back health on the agenda, because we all thought with COVID now, it's a given that Europe and the countries will more work on health, but we have other very serious issues, not to name the war and the climate change and so on. So I think our first mission is for sure to bring back health on the agenda, to make sure politicians are interested in health. Then maybe the second layer is even NCDs, because we discuss also a lot about obesity, cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease, which are all strongly linked to diabetes. And so after the NCD layer, we of course want to focus on diabetes, both type 1, type 2, any kind of diabetes. So a lot of work to do.
And are policymakers spooked by the cost of diabetes? Is that what's bringing them to the table?
It's difficult to bring them to the table, indeed, because the cost, that's what they see, it's often 10 to 15% of the overall
and rising.
Spending and rising, unfortunately, still rising also in any European country and in other parts of the world as well. So the costs, of course, but the message we want to bring is that actually, when investing early in the disease, especially the first 5 years, then you actually probably should not talk too much about cost, but about investing. Because what makes diabetes a cost for many people is that it's linked with the complications of the issues I just named on cardiovascular, chronic kidney disease, and so on. So if we invest early, it's probably, yeah, you hear me saying, it's an investment. If we can prevent it, it's even better. So yeah, I think acting early, that's also why we emphasize, for instance, also a lot on screening, because in some countries, 1 out of 3, and some 1 out of 2 don't know they have diabetes. So of course, then the costs will go up rapidly and further increasing, as you say.
And the other problem that I guess policymakers have is we've seen the fantastic success of the new therapeutics, but they're very strongly linked to obesity. And many policymakers see obesity as a lifestyle choice. We strongly refute that, of course, but they do see it as a lifestyle choice. How can you persuade policymakers of the value of these rather expensive therapeutics?
Yeah. Well, first of all, there is no discussion. It is a disease, right? Also, obesity is a chronic disease, just as diabetes is a chronic disease. And again, lifestyle is an important factor there, but it's not only lifestyle. There are many other factors there. But exactly the same, you need to intervene early. If not, you will pay for the costs later, and later maybe already in 5 to 10 years and so on. So it is also a disease that you need to treat together with diabetes. By the way, we will also start right now a new working group on the interplay between obesity and diabetes. So policymakers, again, need to see that this is actually, how can I say, the prognosis for the next years, the rising of diabetes, of course, strongly linked with the rise in obesity. We already see a childhood obesity that's going up in any country. So exactly the same. If we will just wait and see, we can exactly already say what will happen in the next decade. So we actually have no choice than investing right now and do early intervention, make sure we screen those people and treat them well and bring them into the healthcare system.
So what's on the agenda for the upcoming year for the EUDF?
Yeah, so we actually bring in 3 new topics. We still work on the topics of data registries, digitalization and artificial intelligence, and integrated care. And we are actually adding 3 topics. One is on the interplay between diabetes and obesity. We just talked about that. The second one is on screening and early intervention, important. Also on type 1, we have now programs in place that we work on screening of type 1 diabetes at population level. And the third topic is on the implementation of disease-modifying therapies, both in type 1 and type 2 diabetes, because in the near future, we will have therapeutic options that can delay the onset of diabetes and hopefully one day cure or prevent people from becoming a person with diabetes.
It's all incredibly important work. So there you are, policy work. You may not have heard much about it, but actually it's so, so important. We'll be back with you soon.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes. We hope you enjoyed today's insights. If you did, go ahead and hit subscribe and you'll always stay up to date with the latest in diabetes research and discoveries. And if you'd like to dive deeper, you can find plenty more information at EASD.org.